We are grappling with this country's biggest ever text message scam. The government and telcos are working together to combat the FluBot scam, which apparently can be sending up to 400,000 messages a day. You may well have come across it. Joining us from CertNZ, Manager of Incident Response, Nadia Youssef. Good morning, Nadia.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Mike.
A pleasure. Is there anything particularly sophisticated about this scam, or is it just the sheer pervasiveness of it?
Oh, the way that it works is quite sophisticated. So, you know, you receive a message saying that you've missed a parcel delivery or you can expect one, and it asks you to click on a link. And if you do that, it takes you to a website where you can download some malware onto your phone. Mm. Now, anyone can receive the message, but the malware is only affecting Android devices, so not iPhones. And then from there, if you do that, it will go on and send the text message to everyone in your contact list as well. So it's quite clever
joy.
How it works.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting because I have been receiving this via text and email.
Yeah, it's not slowing down at all, certainly. And we've been working closely with the Department of Internal Affairs and the other telcos. DIA have received over 100,000 reports of these scam messages. We've put over 1,000 takedown requests to try and get the websites in the background blocked. The scale of this thing's been absolutely huge.
Where is it originating from?
It's been doing the rounds all over the world. What's been interesting is we'll see a certain country seem to be, you know, the focus of attention at one given point. So, you know, Australia's had a good run of it recently, and we know that Ireland has also had quite a solid campaign going on, and it just seems to be doing the rounds.
Yeah. So if people receive it, what should they do? Just ignore it, block it, report it? What do you suggest?
Oh, the best thing to do is report it to 7726. If you haven't followed any of the steps, that's great. If you have followed the steps and you've downloaded the malware, then get in contact with us or have a look on our website at cert.govt.nz, and there's some information about what you can do there. And primarily that means that you'll have to reset your phone to clear the malware, but we can help people with that information and on how to do that as well.
Fantastic. Nadia, have a great Christmas. Thanks so much. Nadia Youssef from CertNZ, Manager of Incident Response.